One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 and it's just such good chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rugbiz Podcast and the Bantalation Special on this Easter Monday. Happy Monday. My name is Freddie Claude, and as always, I am joined by the most trustworthy pair of hands in a number 10 shirt in semi-professional rugby. Well, Div.
Freddie, just say rugby, because I'm probably the most trustworthy fly half, full stop. It doesn't matter if you're pro or semi-pro, they're pretty much the same.
Right, okay. Well, you know, Arch, I must say to you first and foremost, a very, very happy Easter. I've had a wonderful morning, a beautiful breakfast with the family, and we've just done a really, it's lovely, got the whole fam together and did this like chocolate Easter egg hunt. Everyone's smiling, loving each other. How are you doing, sir? How are you celebrating with the fam?
Yeah, mate, happy Easter. I'm actually by myself in Clapham, isolating rest of the family at my dad's house. He did say that it's probably not worth me coming down and putting any of them in danger. And he's not just talking about my chat, he doesn't think he'll actually see me till after Christmas.
Jesus Christ. Well, mate, I'm really sorry. What, does he think the pandemic's going to go on till after December?
No. He actually thinks we'll probably come out of this pandemic by July, but he's just said he's going to be really busy after that. We'll see what happens.
Mate, I'm really sorry to hear that. In better news, you've managed to get an incredible guest on the show today, which we're about to reveal to the listeners. But before we get there, you've been by yourself in Clapham for 3 weeks, as you've just told us. I mean, are you okay? Are you surviving lockdown?
Yeah, mate, I'm strong. The rig's on point. Summer Shred's going very well. Taking my responsibilities as CEO of Clapham very seriously. Been monitoring the Clapham Common on a regular basis, making sure that everyone is pulling their weight.
What's it? So you just go there and sort of help out with the police or something? I mean,
well, mate, when I'm rigging around the common, you know, if I see other rigs sort of with their tops off, stretching or kicking the pill, you know, I will motivate them from a safe distance. You know, I'll just say, look, guys, great work. Keep it going. You're doing it for the SW4 postcode. On the other hand, you know, if I do see some sloppy rigs or trudging around Clapham Common, I'll motivate them in a different way from a safe distance, saying, look, you keep going. That you dare take that top off. And it's been going very well. And, a lot of people have been responding to my motivation.
Well, mate, I'm glad that you haven't seen me doing my bit of daily exercise around the common. I'll be scared to know what you'd say to me. Anyhow, Arch, the big news and the reason why we're here today is because you managed to pull out a big rabbit out of the hat. None better than the guest you've got. How the hell did you manage that?
Well, that's why they call me the magician, mate, because I make things happen. But, a lot of people got in contact with me, Fred, on Instagram. I mean, I've got over 20,000 followers now.
Well, that is, I mean, that's amazing.
Yes, that's more than the Ned can hold. And a lot of people said, listen, Arch, we need some bants. We need a morale boost. Mm-hmm. And I took my responsibilities very seriously. And I went and got the King of Banter. And I think everyone's going to bloody love it.
Bishop of Canterbury.
Blackie.
How are we?
Yeah, very good. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's absolutely all right.
Honour to have you on here.
It's all right. I just, you know, I wanted to help you get some ratings, get a few proper viewers. So I thought I'd do a bit of work for charity, get involved.
You're very kind. We're just behind you in the podcast charts today.
Second. Are you?
Yeah.
Must be some error, isn't there?
Yeah, it must be. Must be. I don't know what's going on. People are going, must be going a bit crazy during isolation.
Hask, thank you so much for joining us for our special Rig Biz special, the Bantolation, as Archie's called it. It's great to...
Because we're in isolation, Hask, and also we're going to have some seriously good banter, so I've put them together.
Yeah, I like what you've done there. I'm a bit concerned because I'm just not sure how much chat I'm actually going to bring to this occasion, because I can only work with who I'm working with at the moment, and I've seen some of the stuff. I'm just not sure you're going to get the best out of me.
Hask, I honestly think that, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to bring the best out of you, and I'm convinced that you will bring the best out of me. I've always had the dream that, you know, me and you would play rugby together at some point, and I always thought that I would call you the fridge, because, you know, you're a bit of a unit, and you'd probably call me the blender, just because, you know, I mix things up. That could work quite well. Do you not think?
I was going to call you the mincer, probably.
Yeah.
Because you, for obvious reasons, really. Great footwork, great off the field, known to be around in red trousers, custard cords.
You know me well. Yeah. And that's my start. I don't mind. I'll go with the mincer. I think that's good. The fridge and the mincer on a night out we tear it up.
I tell you what, if we go to the Bloy Oyster, we'd be very popular, I can tell you that.
Well, Hask, it's great to finally have you on the show. Firstly, before we really kick off, how have you been surviving these last 3 weeks in quarantine? Is it just you and Chloe together, or are you with the in-laws as well?
No, just me and Chloe, actually. It's not been too bad, to be honest with you. I, apart from not ever getting out of the house, it's pretty much like my normal life, really. Obviously, Chloe and I are both kind of self-employed. We both... kind of work from home. I obviously had the fighting stuff I was doing, and then kind of going out and DJing a couple of times a week or speaking. So I'm missing doing that. But actually, I'm all right. I'm seeing this as like a little holiday, to be honest with you.
Are there any sort of new skills you've mastered? Are you whipping up a storm in the kitchen? You say you've been DJing, but are there any sort of new feathers to your bow you've added?
I tell you what, I'm reading a lot more. I'm not really into self-help books, really. I know Archie's fully into the run 5 miles and listen to a business podcast, but I really can't be fucked to try to listen to anything that's going to, you know, educate me. I like reading fiction. I'm doing an online DJ course just to hone the skills further. But I've been pretty lazy. I don't even play video games normally, and I've dusted off the old Xbox One and just sort of wasted my life away in between training and just being an all-round hero.
Hask, you know that you and Chloe are my second favourite celebrity couple.
Are we?
First is obviously Tom Evans and Nicole Scherzinger. And obviously, you know, I'm a big fan of yourself and Chloe. Both follow you both on Instagram. And I do think that you need to take note from Tom Evans and Nicole Scherzinger. Your workouts need to be more collaborative.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Tom work out, but... that is some seriously good chat. And look, it looks like he's getting a decent workout.
The thing is, there's not a lot of chat going on. They're just two very good-looking people operating around. I'm not sure the necessary substance in the actual workouts, but they're great to look at.
Is he not got great chat? I had him as one of my six dinner guests because I thought he'd had brilliant chat. I can imagine just from his Instagram, right? He looks like he's quite a switched-on bloke.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's Tom's like an absolute hero. But when you're that good looking and that well equipped, I don't think you need to be, you know, you don't invite him for dinner party for chat, really. I think when you look like me, you need decent chat. When you look like you, do you know what I mean? If we were a top trumps card, the only thing you've got going for you is a bit of chat. And also, to be fair, your lid's sewn in pretty tight. The rest of it, I'm not seeing it. You know what I mean?
You haven't seen my rig. I think you'd really like to see it. I would tell you, if after this, I'll FaceTime you and I'll show you my rig. After I've had a shower, it's always better after I've had a shower.
Yeah, but you know what I'm worried about with your rig is that you do just straight running. That's my thing, is that nobody's ever gone, do you know what, I want a body like Ro Farah, and you just do a lot of running, 5 miles a day. Like, your setup, you must be great over about 10,000 miles, but 10,000, you know, K or whatever, 10K, but shirt off. Nobody wants to see that. They're going to set up a Just Giving page for you when you take your shirt off.
Has, that running's just part of it. I CrossFit like anybody's business. You know, I love, my mate Yorkie's got a CrossFit gym in Clapham, and I get it on in there. You should see me do the squats. I can do like 50 squats in a minute.
Well, that is pretty good. I couldn't do that. Not with my old rig. No, I couldn't do that.
Has, can I just quickly ask, what are you missing most about being locked up in the house? I know you like to get out to the little bell at the farm shack at Soho Farmhouse for some protein. Are you missing that? What else are you missing?
Boy, that is concerning that you've got, obviously got full Norse stalkers. But to be honest with you, the Soho Farmhouse crowd is the Rig Biz podcast crowd. 99% of the time, it's got to be. I mean, I've seen more custard cords, red trousers, fashionable handbag dogs, you know, black rim glasses, definitely work in media, all around that place. But I do like to venture out occasionally. But I think just getting out and actually doing something, you know, I'm a real big doer, and I've done fuck all. Honestly, I feel like I've achieved nothing. I'm training every day. I'm trying to, you know, do the DJ live streams that I'm doing, which are getting some, you know, good feedback. Well, less.
Mate,
nasty.
They're decent. They are decent. Honestly, I seriously enjoy it. I've had a few beers by myself just listening to it, and it gets me through the night.
Imagine with chat like yours, you spend a lot of time having beers on your own at night.
Currently, I'm not lucky enough to have a missus. Unfortunately, the last girl I was with, she left me. So.
After 3 weeks with my wife, you can have her if you want.
I'll take you up on that.
Well, Hask, after an incredibly successful rugby career spanning over 17 years, 6 different clubs, a British and Irish Lions tour, 77 caps for England, you decided to pursue, as you were just saying, a career in MMA. What was the motivation to try your hand out in MMA, and how's the prep going? Obviously, your fight's now sadly been rescheduled due to coronavirus, but what was the prep building up to the fight, and how was that different to your normal sort of training for rugger?
I love this voice of reason that keeps coming in. I just thought it was going to be me and Archie shouting each other for like an hour. I love this, like, little voice that comes in with all the sensible questions.
Hask, he's my Pano. He's my Pano.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, everybody needs a Pano, because otherwise it would just be a complete fucking disgrace. I mean, yeah, the fighting stuff. I try to say, when I say to people I'm doing cage fighting, I laugh because it's like a bit of a weird situation. And then it's even worse when I say to people, oh, what else do you do? Oh, I'm sort of a DJ. What, you're like a DJ cage fighter? I'm like, yeah, not at the same time. But
would be good.
That would be quite good. That is, I mean, that's where my career is heading at this point in time. A cage fighting DJ after the speaker podcaster. I mean, I don't know, there's a massive career for that, but we'll see. But I mean, the training's pretty horrific, if I'm completely honest with you. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. It is a very, very technical, very aggressive, brutal sport that kind of hits you across all your levels, emotionally, mentally. Now, imagine, I mean, you know, having to turn up to work every day and just have a scrap, really, with people that are like your teammates and stuff. And obviously, you know, when it's go time, it's go time. But it is a bit odd just to want to fight every day. I'm just not really built like that. Like, I don't want to pretend that I'm a tough bloke, because I'm not really.
Mentally, Hask, that's, I mean, look, I don't scrap physically, but mentally, I'm scrapping in the city every day. So in that aspect, it's very similar to you. You know, I've got to be on top of my mental game every day. I've got to get those deals in. Even now in Bantalation, I'm on the phone 24/7. Obviously, I've taken time for my very busy schedule because for you, Hask. But it's interesting. It's interesting. We're very similar in that aspect.
But does your ex-girlfriend mind you calling her up all the time, all those hours, or not? Is she okay with that?
She doesn't mind. It's more the photos. She doesn't like, just because it's getting a bit, she says it's a bit weird. And now she's with her tennis coach now.
Oh, hey, we've all had that. We've all had that. My favourite headline with my ex player was new balls, please. They all run away with the tennis coach. That's the problem.
You being serious?
Yeah. Legit.
I tell you what, I don't get it. Yeah. That's clapping for you.
You played rugby all over the world, New Zealand, Japan, France, and of course England. Where would you say had the best culture? And, you know, you were a single man, 6'4", a built white giant in Japan. What was that like as a single man?
Well, firstly, I thought when I was going to go to Japan and play rugby, I was going to be a bit like Godzilla, just like fucking everyone out of the way.
Yeah.
But obviously that wasn't the case. I mean, that was as far as my sort of education went in terms of Japanese rugby. I didn't realise that obviously wherever you go, you know, the sport requires big units. So the Japanese have got loads of big units that come out of nowhere. Sure. Obviously, there's a lot of islanders who play over there. And it was, do you know what? Each one of my adventures that I kind of went on, and I call them adventures because it kind of was like that. You know, 2 years in Paris, you know, playing for Stade Français, going to New Zealand with the Highlanders, and then Japan was culturally, each one was just incredible. Japan was amazing. Sadly, I wasn't single when I was over there, which was, you know, ultimately, actually, when I came back, my then partner, we broke up. So it's a fucking waste of a great trip, really. So, you know, moral of the story is just don't be faithful. That's not the moral.
Do they have a rugby culture over there, like drinking and all that, you know, big lashing or not at all?
No, not really. The thing is that most of the team are employees of the factory. So someone like Archie would like be allowed to come and play with us, but then he'd have to go to work the next day. And right.
probably be upstairs, not downstairs. I'd be running it. Probably in the top office, but yeah, you're right. I would be back going to work.
I just don't think you've got the authority to be senior management. I'm surprised they even let you into the NED, really. If I'm completely honest, you've got no gravitas, no presence. Like, I just couldn't imagine getting told off by you. Like, if you came in and I was working for you, and my like second or, you know, third or fourth quarter results weren't any good, what are you going to do? Just bored
that's
me
the, that's the thing. That's where you're going wrong. If we were working together, look, I'd give it to you. I'd probably be reporting to you. You're the Archbishop of Banterbury. I'm the CTO. I'm the Chief Chat Officer. I'd be coming to you. I'd be saying, Hask, okay, guys aren't delivering. I'm going to go have a chat. You probably say to me, look, you've got no gravitas. I'd say, Hask, I'm going to go put that pinstripe suit on. I'm going in the office. I'll tell them how it is. If it's not working, I'll bring them into your office / cage. You play the music and you tell them to get out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, look, I think there's a partnership brewing, essentially.
Obviously, you'd be a bit worried. You'd be looking over your shoulder thinking, hold on, who's this guy? He's got some chat. He's got a bit of banter. Is he coming for my job? I take you aside and say, listen, Hask, I've got no problem going for CEO. I just, yeah, I want to work together. I don't want to take your position. And then after a couple of years, you'll probably want to retire. Go and get a boat with Chloe and sail in Sotto Grande, and you say, listen, you've earned your stripes, Arch. Now you can step into CEO. That's the way I see it.
Okay. I'm not sure you'd be getting to talk to me one-on-one. I think you'd be talking via the intercom to my PA. I don't imagine we'd spend a lot of time together. It's like in team sport. There's always that like real keen kind of fan guy that like you walk past, maybe you like high five, do an autograph with. But like I tell you what, you'd be like the fans in Japan, like take a lot of photos, like make your little books and like stuff like that. But you'd never get that close. Like we wouldn't let you because you just got that little bit of like, I'd want to be worried. You know what I mean? You're a bit like
worried in it because you're intimidated, or
I just
worried for me.
I'm just imagining you're like the kind of guy I'd read about in the papers who's been like living under George Clooney's floorboards for like 6 months. Like, I don't want to come back and find out you've been in the airing cupboard scaring the wife. You know what I mean? Trying to show your portfolio or whatever you call it.
That's not what I call my portfolio. That's just because we probably haven't had a sit down. If I took you to the NED and I sort of talked you through it, I think you'd see differently, Has, because, you know, one thing is that, like you said, we'd be a formidable partnership. You've got a rig, I've got a rig. Okay, you haven't got a lid, I've got a lid. I'd be able to add to areas that you don't have necessarily. And that's where we would almost be, you know, that's potentially what we could be doing in the future. We could be the next Anton Deck, for instance.
Yeah.
You know? And
I think of a rebrand, Banton Dick. I'll be Banton.
Banton. Listen, that sounds brilliant. If we can make some money, I'm into it.
Haskell, going back a bit, you were educated at Wellington College.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Alongside fellow ex.
He's my painter. He's brilliant. He'd be joining the business. He's brilliant.
No, but it's like it doesn't correlate to anything we're saying. That's my favourite bit. It's like I could be calling you a mug, and then he goes, "So, back in 1985 when you were born, you know, you played at Maidenhead Rugby Club. Did you enjoy rugby?"
Yeah, just trying to maintain some normality in this podcast. You know what I mean? We've got really a very respectable audience. You know, high flyers, and we need. They need answers.
I didn't really finish the bit about Japan. I mean, so essentially, it yes, they do have a bit of a cult, but. The problem is that, for example, they don't celebrate Christmas, that, you know, their work days, they work on Sundays. So if you play on a Saturday, there's no lash up after a Saturday night game.
Sure.
You know, they'll all go back, you know, they'll turn up to work, you know, on their bicycles, in their suits or whatever. And there's probably about 12 professionals. And when I signed over there, you became a member of the company. So you've got Toshiba, I played for Ricoh, who manufactures sort of cameras and stuff, and the computer equipment. And I had to make sure that genuinely, if I didn't get in the team, I'd be assembling photocopiers because I became like an employee of the company. But yeah, it was pretty good over there. I mean, the only time I sort of got real worried is when I found a stalker in my garden. You know, which
but to
wasn't
be fair, I was just there on holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I don't think you could afford to go to Japan with your kind of salary, could you?
No, I'm more of a Dubai guy, to be honest.
Thought so. But no, the stalker guy was
fucking love Dubai. Dubai.
It's good, isn't it? It's good. I like Dubai too, actually. I was watching a back-to-back series of X-Files, and I don't know why, because I had nothing else to do. And in the corner of my eye, during a really scary part, if you can call X-Files scary, I looked down at about 10 o'clock at night into where the blind was, and there was just a pair of white eyes watching me, terrified the fuck out of me. So I like ran after him, and it was a Japanese guy who'd been hiding in the garden. So I chased him down and dragged him around the corner to my neighbor's house, a guy called Roy Kenny now, and like demanded in bad Japanese what the fuck he was doing. Apparently he'd lost his dog, but... I've heard it called a few things, but losing your dog and having he was watching me and my then ex-partner, actually, not that we were doing anything, but it was a bit odd, a bit terrifying. Yeah.
That's very Parasite X.
Yes, very true, very rank. It was actually very much like that, obviously, pre the movie.
Going back a bit, you were educated at Wellington College alongside fellow ex-teammate Paul Doran-Jones, Dozer. At that point in time, was becoming a professional rugby player the main aim? Or were there other options on the table for you guys, especially when you got your first taste of media headlines?
Yeah, no. Well, we both tried to set up a film club, which went horrifically wrong. We thought we'd fast track our way to Hollywood.
Sure.
Because a lot of film stars want to be directors, and we just went straight into the directorial kind of setup. And it's one of those things. Archie will tell you, you know, you put money into businesses, sometimes they go well, sometimes they fail, and business resoundingly failed.
You've got to be in it to win it, and you know you've got to have your fingers and lots of pies. That's why I've got multiple businesses.
That was the problem with Doz. He had a few fingers and some pies, which was what brought the whole thing tumbling down. So sadly, that was a fast track. I mean, I never wanted to be a rugby player. Actually, I wanted to be in the SAS or drive a JCB. But my parents were convinced I'd get shot, most likely by my own team, and. JCB drivers don't really earn, you know, you can't get a Rolex and red cords driving a JCB, I don't think.
Yeah, you won't be able to go to Dubai on that kind of basic salary.
Also, Hask, obviously...
No, that's the problem.
Obviously,
Hask, you know Dozer, he lives in Clapham, doesn't he?
He did. He's a bit of a property mogul, as old Doz. He had a place in... I used to live with him, actually, in
St. Clapham. John's Hill.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I can't remember what the fuck it was actually, but yeah, it was around there.
That would be up there as one of my perfect nights out in Clapham. Me, you, Dozer, night out, hitting Clapham. I think that would be things. That would be sort of my dream. What would we wear? What kind of kit would we? I'm guessing all of us wouldn't go with any socks. No socks, just shoes, some chinos, and a tight shirt.
The problem is. If I actually told you the truth, what I'd actually go like? It would probably be a pair of mismatched, terrible trainers, some bootcut jeans, a deep scoop down to my navel, which was probably so tight you'd think it came out of a can. But what I'd like to, that was what I'd probably actually turn up with. What in reality I'd like to pretend would be probably a pair of loafers, no socks, tight fucking chinos. Probably get a deep scoop, maybe. I don't know. Just a little.
There's nothing wrong with a V-neck. I love it. And if us three were going out, are we Are we worried about the rigs, or are we just hitting the beers and going for it? Or are we sticking to vodka, lime and soda? It's summer, Hask. It's off season. We've all met round at Dozers, and we're going big.
Yeah, with your Paula Radcliffe body, you're going to want to cover that every inch of that up. Like, do you know what
I mean? I'd wear a cardigan. I'd wear a cardigan with the V. Strong look.
Fine. And I'd pad it out. I'd wear a few layers because, honestly, spindles is not... It's summer. You can't have a spindly rig out in the sun. Me and Dos will be fine because, obviously, with the BLTs, big, lean and tanned, probably at that time of the year. We're going to go out. Yeah, I mean, listen, we would have trained in the day. We probably would have hydrated. Definitely had a lot of protein.
Powder, a lot of shakes. I would have probably come round and brought some cottage cheese, and you would have been like, mate, you know me too well. Bring it over here. I'm having brunch. And I'd be like, yeah, you can have half. And then we'd share the cottage cheese, and then we'd probably get on the beers. Am I right?
I can honestly turn up and honestly say that if you turned up with any form of foodstuffs, I wouldn't touch it. I don't know where it goes. You don't look like you could afford a fridge. So I think that cottage cheese isn't going to be healthy. So what I'd do is I'd say, listen, Archie, put your Aldi cottage cheese down, come and join us with some serious graze. You've probably ordered some, you know, Deliveroo or something, or the living chefs probably cook something up. We look after you. We probably make you do a couple of press ups. Well, a lot of press ups.
I love that. I love the sound of that. I would obviously at this point bring out my Waitrose card and say, Hask, on top of that, here's my Ned card membership. And also here's my P60, which shows you that I'm on 100K basic salary. Enjoy, boys.
Fucking hell. How do you survive on 100K?
That's just my basic. My bonus is 100% bonus. So, and then also my dad, I don't know if you've listened to much about my dad, did very well in the 90s. Both sets of his parents died. So we did, you know, we've got money.
Nothing like laughing at a bit of death. Well, that's good. That's good to know. But I would say that we would then go out and we would hit it pretty hard, knowing that we've pretty much prepped ourselves. And also, to be honest with you, we're probably four or five Coronas in, then we'd switch it up to vodka, lime and sodas, look at the calorie. I mean, then probably next day, sauna, steam, massage, and then probably a little session just to flush the alcohol out.
And then obviously I'd call in Inferno's and get sure we got a table in the middle of the dance floor.
Where?
It's you, me and Dozer, Inferno's.
They have tables in I didn't think they, I didn't, yeah, they had, yeah, tables.
When you roll with me, mate, they have tables. Don't you worry. I'll look after you, Hask.
You should. I'd be like,
me and the fridge are coming down. We're bringing Dozer. Let's go.
Oh, do you know what? I get like flashback. You know, I'd never been to Inferno's until about 6-7 years ago. Never been. And then I ended up there going there 3 times in a month once on various team socials. It's an eye-opening place.
It's a brilliant place. It's where dreams are made.
Well, actually, to be fair, I've never stuck to the floor so much. Do you know what I mean? You walk in, you're just stuck to the floor with, well, whatever it is, I don't know. But it was a bit of an interesting place there. But I suppose if you can get VIP, then I'll take that. I mean, we had some guy at school, actually, he was a bit like you. I won't share his name, but he was kind of, you know, circa 16, 17, 18, wearing red cords already, blazers, cravats, and I remember we went out one night into a Wetherspoons because obviously that's all we could afford, and he tried to order a bottle of champagne for everybody, and the whole bar just went silent. This bloke just picked up a fucking bottle of the cheapest kind of Lambrini and put it on the table. I imagine that would be what would happen if you rolled into Inferno's and just gave it large. Everyone would be like, we've never served a bottle of champagne here, like we don't even have any.
I normally just go for Jaeger bombs when I'm in there. It's just easier because I don't mind champagne, but Jaeger bombs just gets you more loose, and then you quickly get your top off and you're dancing. I spend a lot of my time just dancing.
Yeah, but I imagine people tell you to put your shirt back on, don't they?
Well, it depends. Obviously, rugby season, I put on a little bit of poundage just because I'm making hits, taking hits. But when summer's coming around, now I'm in sort of a shred season. I'm getting the rig into of 0.0% body fat. Just ready for Ibiza. I'm hoping I can get out there for just 1 or 2 weeks, hit Lineker's and enjoy it.
Oh, my God. I've never been to Lineker's. I can't imagine what that's like.
Listen, you and Chloe are more than welcome to come with me. I'm just waiting for that blue tick, and then we can go.
Well, hopefully, if I can get you some of the viewership for our number one podcast to transfer over to whatever this is called, I'm happy to do that.
Well, Hash, you know, Pano's been on the Pano's been in contact, and he's sort of suggested that I come on House of Rugby and freshen things up. I don't know if that's to replace you.
Yeah, I think it should.
Or Tins. Obviously, this is your away fixture. This is my home fixture. But then, obviously, I'll have an away fixture. I'll come meet Pano, who's, you know, again, someone I really admire, someone I'd love to go to Cows Week with.
I mean, you're welcome to come on the show. You're welcome. Oh, I think you'd be very good at it.
Uh-oh, this is an absolute banger. Reminds me of being in Lithuania, 1973, three hairy girls sitting on me. It was amazing. Hi, guys, my name is Dr. Ozo. You may know me from some of my very premium products, like Whiskey Dick and the number one bestseller Jesse Tripper. Well, the other day, British government got in contact with me and said, naughty, naughty, Dr. Ozo. I say, why am I naughty, Dr. Ozo? They said, because you've been trading illegally now for 20 years without the license. I say, oopsie doopsie. Also, your products are killing people. Oopsie doopsie. I don't think that's true. They're just getting thin. Anyway, I say you're not very good either, British government, because guess what? You've been putting chicken fattening chemical into water to make us all fat during COVID-19. That's why I invented a new product. It's called Zero Calorie Water. Now you can drink water all day, every day, without getting fat. Ooh, I may have a glass myself. Excuse me, sir, would you get me a glass of water? But Dr. Ozo, you're crazy. I am not crazy. I drink zero calorie water and don't put on weight. Guys, water online, stay safe, and wash your hands, especially if you're being very naughty. Lots of love. Can I quickly ask you, just before you guys banter off again, you were obviously on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and you did pretty well on there. I just want to know, did you enjoy your time? Obviously, you upset a couple of viewers and some other contenders with some of your forthright views, but was it a beneficial experience for taking the Hask more mainstream? And did you enter it to win, or was it just to get enough coin to buy that 488 Ferrari?
Fucking hell, Freddie, you've got too much time in your hands, mate, beavering away.
Yeah, guilty.
You know, it wasn't that guy in Japan in your garden. I think it was Freddie.
I think it was. I've never, he's got a great radio voice as well, Freddie. Fucking hell, like, very professional. You know, so I'm a Celebrity, where it was good. Obviously, it was like a massive honour to be part of that show. You know, anything that gets 14 million viewers is, you know, something special to be involved with. I think that, I upset people for a number of reasons, really. I ruined Christmas, apparently. I mean, the headlines were, I ruined Christmas for a load of kids. Rich and Judy flee Australia amid stories of sex tapes and boat trips involving feces, is one of the headlines, which, I mean, you know, it sounds like a quiet night in, to be honest with you. What else did I do? I upset some people with some disabilities unintentionally. I was myself. I also got told off for letting women go first, because apparently chivalry is not telling a woman where she should go. It's allowing her to decide. All I said was women go first, because it's fucking irritating every single day. Someone going, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. It's fucking dull after, like, you know, you're all hungry. You just want everyone to shut up. All the lads want the women to go first and they can sort it amongst themselves. But we had to go for this rigmarole every day, which was tedious. But I think it was really good. I mean, just what I'm really liking about this is that we're doing this over a Zoom conference, and you guys are so tight, you haven't paid for the actual update package. So we've only got 8 minutes left off the podcast. Yeah. Before it runs out. I'm concerned that you've spent too much money on your NED membership, shit champagne, Jaeger bombs, and haven't invested in the ground floor. This is your problem, Archie. You haven't fucking attention to detail. Why'd you call yourself the magician?
Just because I make things happen on and off the pitch. You know, when the boys need it, you know, in the last 5 minutes, we're losing five points to the Putney Pirates. You know, Blazers will come over to me and say, listen, mate, we need a bit of magic. I said, don't you worry.
Who'd you say?
Blazers.
Is he still playing?
Yeah, Blazers playing. You've met Blazers. Yeah. Six times, sometimes seven. Fantastic guy. Unfortunately, Hask, he's getting engaged to his girlfriend. So we kind of lost him.
He's got a girlfriend?
Yeah, Wen Lee. She's lovely. She lives out in Guildford. Wen Lee. She lives in Guildford. She's got two kids. They met on eHarmony.
Are you saying Wen Lee or Wendy?
No, Wen Lee. W-E-N space L-I. Right.
Your ability to be successful post-rugby, which, you know, is quite rare for rugby players, has made a lot of ex-players and current players both sort of envious, jealous, and in fact full of spite to see how incredibly successful you are across all walks of life. And they're still sort of, you know, thinking what they're going to do. You know, a lot of them are being forced into property with Archie, for example.
Well, I mean, we've only got 2 minutes there. If we run out of credit, do we just reach? Do you want me to call you back and host another meeting my end, or should we just?
Yeah, House, can you just add me, or I'll just add, or and then I can just add you in again, or I'll just send you another invite. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, fine. Send me another invite. Fine.
This banter is kicking off. We better book out 3 meetings. Yes, absolutely, loosey goosey. Wait till I tell my dad. Oh, he'll be so proud.
I feel like I'm in some sort of alternate reality here. Nobody likes me anyway. I'm one of these people that's like, you either love me or you hate me. And Mike Tyndall reckons that I just make it up in my head that I am actually reasonably well-liked. But look, it's one of those things I sort of just get on with it, really. I don't think my life's changed much since I finished playing. I was doing a lot of work. Now I'm not doing anything. And now, this is how low I've got. I'm on some called Rig Spiz podcast.
Rig.
Oh, sorry, Rory. Sorry, Rig Biz podcast
with Clody and the Mincer.
Yeah, exactly. Clody and the Mincemeister General.
I've got to say, from I'm one of the best semi-pro rugby players out there, and personally, look, you're an inspiration to me. When I finish my career, obviously I've got the city to lean back on, and I'll have a fantastic pension. But you've definitely inspired me to look at some business ideas. I'm thinking about bringing out a cookbook. But it will just be 2 ingredients and different recipes with broccoli and chicken, which was in the making. But we can talk about that nearer the time I bring it out.
Fine.
Right. So, Hask, taking all your recent ups and downs in the commercial world, now you're retired, apart from the MMA fighting into consideration, if you had to give one bit of business advice to our listeners, this is a Rig Biz podcast after all, what would it be?
Okay. So, firstly, only get involved with stuff you understand. Never ever try to get involved in something you've got no clue of what it's about, even if it sounds like a get rich quick scheme. Mm-hmm. And the second piece of advice I would give is that it's very easy in 2020 to start a business, to go after something and be active. It's what's the hard bit is to actually think and plan a little bit, like where you're going to go with it. Because everyone's got like good ideas, but like, how do you monetize it? How's it going to pay you? How are you going to operate it? Take a bit of time to put all that together before you start launching cookbooks, supplement ranges, gyms, whatever the fuck else I've done, because that's probably a piece of advice I wish I'd.
I echo that, Hask, because about a couple of years ago, I got involved in jacuzzis, and it was not an industry I knew very well. And it ended miserably because at the end of it, we just couldn't get it off the ground. The concept was to have a jacuzzi in a flat, not your garden. But it turns out no one wants a jacuzzi actually in their house.
No, Kyle Sinclair did something similar, actually. He installed a shower in a wardrobe, but he did it with a mate did it for him. And it ended up turning, he basically turned his normal bedroom into what looked like a brothel bedroom. Not that I've ever been to a brothel bedroom, of course. But it sort of had a walk-in shower with the trays sort of bolted on, everything sort of rotting away from the steam and the heat, water leaking through. And then apparently he put a urinal in his front room because he couldn't be asked to go to the toilet. So
That's not a bad idea.
I know, because he used to open the French windows and piss out into the garden. But I think then he thought even that was a bit uncouth. So he decided to install the urinal in his living room. Or so the story goes. I could just be making it up, but it doesn't sound like something I'd do.
Hask, if you can just remember back to your playing days, I know they probably feel like a lifetime ago now.
They do, Freddie. I don't remember being a rugby player.
No, but it's a question, we ask most of the guests. And we just sort of simply say, we want to know the weirdest teammate you ever played with, the loosest on a night out, and then also the one luckiest to be playing professional rugby. I mean, essentially the biggest pretender.
Okay, so the weirdest teammate I've ever had... there's a couple in there. I would say Peter Bracken was quite odd. He was an Irish prop. He's just a bit mad. I remember there's 2 stories. Like one time he'd only been in the club a short time, and he basically decided to do like a team talk before one of the games. And he started calling out like Lawrence Dallaglio. He was like, Lawrence Dallaglio, I've heard about you. I've heard about the World Cup winning, you know, but I've not seen it. Simon Shaw, you know, you're supposed to be this. I've not seen it. All these things. And all these like obviously big time pros are looking at this guy going, who the fuck are you? Anyway, they ran out for the team, and halfway through the first 10 minutes, he sneezed, and his eye almost fell out of his head, and he had to go off. So it was like a bit of an awkward, moment, giving all this chat, and his, I don't know what had happened, but he got something trapped in his head, and his eye almost fell out of his head. Yeah, the loosest on the piss. I've had lots of loose people actually. Martin Purdy, who used to play for Wasps, was quite loose. He used to turn into a bloke called Frank the Tank. From the movie Old School, as soon as the beer touched his lips, and he would wander off and, you know, and go and do like a fat burner in the middle of the dance floor. He had a watch back in the day before the old Apple watches. He had the old heart rate monitor. He'd just be running on the spot dancing. If you came near him, he'd go fucking mental. And then halfway through, he'd just go, piss yourself. And he'd be like, what do you mean? He'd just piss himself. And then he'd just carry on the night. Now he's...
kind of behaviour would go down a treat in Infernos. I should get him on the blur. Is his name Martin Purdy?
Yeah, Martin Purdy. But now, bizarrely, he's got a double first from Cambridge, and now he manufactures furniture in the south of France. So, I mean, yeah, anything's possible.
Very, very nice. And the one who you think is the luckiest to have ever made it at the top level?
Probably myself. I'm going to put myself in that bracket. I don't want to throw anyone on the bus. You know, from someone with pretty minimal talent but a good work ethic, I'll put myself up in that role. Have you not got a missus? No, not at all.
No. I'm free and single, mate. I'm free and single. I've just signed a 4+1 at the Clapham Falcons, and then after that, I'll probably settle down. But I'm looking for, you know, I'm looking for a needle in the haystack. I'm looking for my Nicole Scherzinger, my Chloe Madeley.
Archie, there was an injunction there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
We can't go into that. Legally, we just can't go into that.
Well, we've all had injunctions against us, and also I've had well over 150 Ofcom complaints, which is, I think, quite a good thing, really.
I just one question before we sort of finish up. One thing I just want to ask you. Obviously, you know, I get messaged quite a lot on my Instagram. I'm sure you get quite a lot of people abusing me. Recently, people have taken a dislike to my bottom teeth, getting quite a lot of daily abuse about my bottom teeth. Have you got any tips in how to deal with haters?
Well, how bad are your bottom teeth? Do they look like they're being thrown in from a distance?
I've been playing semi-pro rugby for over 10 years now. They've taken a bit of a beating. They're shaped a little bit like an N for the Ned.
Oh, I can see them now. I can see them now, actually. I'm just watching them now. Do you know what you want to get on them? Just a little Invisalign, mate. Just a little, like, gum. I mean, I can't really talk about teeth. I've got a fucking black tooth where I knocked my top of my teeth out. So I take a bit of heat for teeth and lid, to be honest with you. But I just think that more often than not, when you look at people, the haters' profiles, for example, people who get into me, they normally got post loads of pictures of animals because they're too ashamed to post a picture of themselves because they look like a fire damaged porta cabin. Most people who come at you for something like that, I've got something wrong with them. Like, there's nothing worse than getting abuse for someone for being shit at rugby, and you look at them, they've got teeth like burnt fence posts, and you're like, fuck it up. You've got bigger problems, you know, or someone who hasn't seen their feet for fucking 10 years and they're coming at me because I missed the tackle. So I just stay in my lane. Don't worry about what other people think. And also, listen, on 100K basic, and also because you can't get into any decent restaurants apart from the Ned, you're saving a lot of money. You're not dating. I would go to your dentist and get one of those little gum shield things. All the best people have had them. Straighten them.
Probably adds a few followers to my Instagram. It wants to get the teeth sorted.
And also I imagine that the only thing they're useful for is if someone kidnapped you, you'd be able to chew through the rope in about 2 fucking seconds with the state of them. But other than that, they're not much use. That or opening beers, I can imagine.
Yeah, they are really good. When I'm on Clapham Common, just in my rugby shorts, my teeth actually do come in quite handy for just me opening a beer. That's good advice. I'll take that on board. Because also there are a few people out there, and I just want to take this opportunity while, you know, my new best mates are on the podcast, Fridge. Can people please stop sending me photos of what seems to be my body in the shower naked? It's someone's photoshopped that. I am not that I do. Basically, that's not my bottom half. And I just want to make a note to all the listeners out there. Please stop it, because it's actually...
Have you got a... Is there a knob shot on the internet of yours?
Well, that's a there's a photo going round, but listen, Hack, it's not mine. And you, I've got. Nope. If you want references, I've got a couple of girls I can, you know, I'll put them in contact with. You know.
No. Funny enough, my wife doesn't like me bringing up other girls and asking about, you know, what they think of other lads' knobs. I call me old-fashioned, but it's not really conducive to a happy relationship. But
just tell her it's a bit just for banter. Just tell her it's just for banter.
That, yeah, no, she doesn't like that. I told you, we don't use that word around the house. It like covers up a lot of sins when you're single, but you can't just go around, oh, it's just for banter. Because, you know, oh, what are you doing? I'm hanging out the back of a neighbour. Why? Oh, it's banter. They don't accept that. They don't accept that.
Hask, so can I just ask you one more just before we go? If you could go back in time, well, you know, before we go back in time, just quickly a side note, I know they're opening up a new Soho house in Tel Aviv, and when this is all blown over, it'd be great if we could all head over there together, but we can talk about that later. So if you could if you could go back in time and do it all again, what's the one thing you'd change about your life so far?
Oh, what would I change, mate? There have been so many good bits and so many fuck-ups, really. What would I change?
Not being with a girl in Japan?
that would have been a good plan. No, I think I'll be a bit more serious. A little bit serious. I think I would have gone and celebrated the good things a little bit more. For example, you know, when you're a professional sportsman or successful in business, Archer, hopefully one day you will be successful. So you understand that, but you know, you always move on to the next thing. You're always looking to improve. You're never satisfied. So it means that when you're winning, you know, early on in my career, we won trophies, we won big nights. Mm. And a lot of time I was always hard on myself and worried about what was going to happen the next day and trying to focus instead of actually really celebrating and savoring them because, you know, I've finished playing rugby and it's honest to God, apart from, you know, super fans like Archie, it's like I never played rugby. I don't remember it. I don't have anything to do with it apart from obviously House of Rugby. So I wish I'd gone back and celebrated things a little bit more. So that's why when people reach out to me, you know, for these kind of podcasts, I'm like really excited to do them because I know I'm going to help people and we're going to have a bit of fun.
But ultimately, making just shy of 2 million on match fees wasn't bad.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, I wonder where that's gone. I tell you what, rule number three of business, don't get your dad involved because I think that they've got three houses and I'm living in a tent in Northamptonshire. So I don't know, you know, call me. I'm not obviously the best at finances, but even I think I'd be fucked over.
I just want to say, I think you, Hask, a.k.a. The Fridge, a.k.a. Hasky, mate, you've been absolutely fantastic. What a guest. What fucking great banter.
It's been amazing.
You're a hero to all us rugby lads out there. Obviously, look, I'm coming for you. I want that Archbishop of Bantery title, but for now, you maintain it. But you're an absolute hero. Really, really appreciate it. And if Chloe can get back to me about a good, strong gym plan, that's all I was asking. I wasn't asking anything else. I wouldn't do that to my best mate. So now
that's fun.
And obviously, we've got Dozer coming on soon.
Oh, big Doz, what a hero. He's one of my most favourite people. And do you know what? In comparison to me, he's the university love Doz. He's like a real hero. He'd get on most people's, you know, lads 15, I think, those who know him. So I'm excited. Yeah. His chat's probably slightly better than mine. I mean, look, thanks so much for having me on. I'm really excited. I'm not sure if I said anything of any interest or I've just gobbled bollocks.
Mate, you were brilliant. You were absolutely brilliant.
Fine. And Freddie, next time I'm out, mate, come and say hello.
Mate, definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Right, cheers,
mate. Thanks so much.
Cheers, mate. Right,
bye.
Bye.
Mate, that was some A-grade chat. That's going to be the best interview we've done on the podcast.
It was pretty good, was it? I mean, he's just such a gentleman, a poet and a philosopher. Yeah. I mean, the joy to be around.
Me and Haskell are pretty much going to be best mates. Mm. It's going to be Fridge and the Mincer, Bance and Dick. We'll probably get our own TV show on ITV2. I can just see it now.
Well, mate, I'm sure you will. And I'm sure the sponsors will be calling. I mean, what a show that'll be. But in the meantime...
Yeah, just imagine his sponsors and my sponsors together. The money we'd make would be ridiculous. I mean, look, it's not enough to take me away from the city, but there's some serious coin to be had there.
Well, Archie, in the meantime, should we get through the sponsors we do have at the moment?
Yeah. I'd just like to mention my key sponsor at the moment, which is Athletic CBD Oil. Everyone can get 25% off when you type in RigBiz25. We'll put a link underneath this podcast. But guys, it's really, really important. I'm being really serious here. Please do go out and buy the CBD oil because actually I get 50% of all sales. And I'm sort of keeping a pot from that. And that will go towards a really nice long weekend in the Algarve playing golf. And I'll probably take a few clients. which then will equal more money, which will be brilliant.
Well, mate, once you've taken the CBD and you're feeling that you can concentrate on anything, do you have any more tips for, you know, things people can do, activities people can do during lockdown?
I do actually, Fred. Yeah, I do. I mean, look, you'll probably be surprised, but I'm not actually much of a reader.
Well, mate, I mean, I think that's kind of obvious to all of us.
Well, because I have a little saying. I always say, if you can read, you can probably be working out, if you know what I mean. So I always take, if I've got time to read, then I've got time. I should be working out, not reading. It would be a lot better for me. But I've actually picked up a book, which is bloody good. And I think our listeners are going to absolutely love it. It's called Fringes, Life on the Edge of Professional Rugby. We'll also put a link for this, but people should enjoy it. Seriously good band.
Well, we'll definitely put a link in the box below for people to check that out. Do we have any listener shout-outs this week, Arch?
Mate, yeah, I have two. First is from a long-time listener and a big-time fan, Wiley2504. He's got in touch. Obviously, last time we spoke, Fred, he was actually doing pretty well in this pandemic. A lot of his favourite restaurants had closed down, and the weight was sort of dropping off him, and he was sort of positive about finding a girlfriend. It's been a bit of a bump in the road. He didn't realize that Deliveroo was still up and running.
Okay.
And he's fallen off the wagon, and he's having a lot of Deliveroos, and he said he's put the weight back on.
So
it doesn't look like he's going to find love anytime soon. But you know, Wiley, we're all behind you, mate. Keep going, stay strong, try and stay off that app, if anything try and delete it.
Yeah, poor guy, he was doing so well.
Yeah, and then I got a message from a guy called James_Rig, and he wanted us to give a shout out to his mate Peter Mullen, who is really sad, but unfortunately the poor guy lives in Brixton, but he's on a 12-week lockdown and loves drinking in the Clapham area, loves the sun, loves the bobbin, and he just said, can you give Pete a little shout out to keep morale up? And yeah, Pete, stay strong, mate. We'll see you in the common very shortly.
Well, Pete, we hear you, mate, and we're supporting you. Keep going, sir. I must also say, you know, Haskell was a wonderful model for our Clapham Falcons caps over the week, and we had Tom Mays, Danny Kerr, Popey sent me a message saying, mate, you know, where's mine at? I want to be wearing mine. I said, well, you can bloody buy one, sir. Apart from that, well, anyone can buy one because the link is in the box below, and, you know, get on board with the team. Also, guys, thank you so much for supporting us. It'd be wonderful if you continue to share, like, comment. Obviously, we do a thing where if you give the best comment of the week, we will send you out a new Falcons cap. So give us some comments. Share it between your friends, family, and this lockdown period. Make sure everyone is switching on to this wonderful mind, which is Archie Curzon.
Yeah, guys, just remember to stay at home and to continue posting your fitness content. It's really crucial that we see you on Instagram, doing press-ups, doing sit-ups. You know, it helps everyone out there.
Well, guys, stay indoors, stay safe, keep listening, keep sharing, keep loving. Thank you so much for all the support, and we look forward to seeing you very shortly for season two. Arch, I'm sure I'll see you around shortly, sir.
Yeah. Mate, I've tried to add you on that house party app, but it says you blocked me. I don't know if something's wrong with that, but it'd be great to have a house party one night.
Mate, I didn't mean to. Sorry, mate. Yeah, I'll definitely sort that. I'll sort that later. Okay.
All right, mate. Cool.
All right.
Take it easy, mate.
Cheers, Arch. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Slash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like slash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go slash, and it's just.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.